Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, it's Murad Morali and welcome to Hashtag I'm Over It, where we talk all things from pop culture to trending topics and have important discussions. Be sure to let me know what you guys are over to with the hashtag I'm Over It, because we have a lot to get into. And definitely don't forget to click that button and subscribe. It's just one click for consistent content always.
Hey guys. It's Murad Morali. Hashtag I'm Over It podcast. Boom. Let's get into this. So I haven't spoken a while on this podcast. I'm finding it quite difficult, you know, to just update. The thing with me is I'm overworking. I feel like I'm on so many different platforms. I have a Patreon, I have a podcast, I'm on YouTube. Like, I'm doing quite a bit. So I have to just, you know, it's good to be busy, especially during the lockdown. But at the same time, I also feel like, why am I speaking so fast? I don't know. But I feel like I need to just take it slow. But I really want to talk about this Love Island USA sensitivity. That is what this damn, I don't know what it is, but I feel like, you know, there's a major culture clash. And I just feel like Americans love to be reactionary to stuff. Either maybe it benefits them or not. I really don't know. I've had a few UK Love Islanders who, I say few, maybe like one, from yesteryear, who, you know, tried to call a commotion that did nothing. But the other islanders don't really do that. But for some reason in the USA, they're on crud. I really don't understand why the USA islanders are on crud. It doesn't make any sense to me why they just like to just do a madness. Of course we had what's his face, Mr. Jonathan came out of nowhere and decided to cause a situation. Now, of course, if I speak about him, he's entitled to respond. He's 110% entitled to respond in that live video, whatever he was doing. He's well within his rights, but I'm also well within my rights to respond back as well. And we can just go back like we're playing tennis, but I'm Serena Williams. Do you understand? And you will lose. Don't get it twisted. So I'm just trying crap. But then this whole situation now, I've touched on it in a video, and I said it in a video that I've spoken about in a podcast. I'm going to go into more in depth with it. But I don't know why Caleb's in my DMs, guys. Someone needs to, like, I don't understand. We're not friends like that. The unfollowed video, whatever I made, it was clearly what we call British satire. It's comedy. It's just making fun of something. It's just sarcasm. And if you don't understand the sarcasm, then perhaps you're not as intellectual. Because they say if you don't understand sarcasm, you're just not that intellectual. So I don't know why my man was so bothered. And him running into my DMs saying, LOL, you know, yikes, it's like that after all the love that I've showed. And it's like, let's not try to play this narrative of victim state about the love that you have showed. I don't know what love you have showed me, apart from the fact that you wanted to do that interview and you were thankful or whatever. Like, I'm really trying to understand what love you were really showing me. Like, I was in the damn villa. Like, I'm Justine, for you to be saying all the love that you showed me. And maybe you wanted a response. Well, you're going to get a response, because at the same time, you know, your brand has been tarnished, unfortunately, and you are losing endorsements. At first, I was a bit, you know, I'm not really surprised about the endorsements being lost. More the obsessiveness from fans trying to make him lose. So I feel like maybe people were doing way too much. But at the same time, if you know, completely lie to somebody, you then tarnish your brand, your endorsements are then also going to be affected. It's just like a domino effect. So that is going to happen. So, you know, of course, my guy has completely tarnished his entire Love Island brand, which, you know, it is what it is. It's a damn shame. And you're unfollowing people slowly by slowly. Cool. You can do whatever you want. You can unfollow and follow whoever the hell you want. So obviously, I just made a funny video about it, about how I'm crying, I'm upset, I'm speaking about you in my dreams, I'm saying your name against the window, I'm whispering, I can't eat my breakfast. I'm obviously joking around. Like, it's just a 1 minute video. It's not that serious. I've done worse for Gregory and Danny and Michael, so I don't understand why this is causing a major commotion. Now, if you came into my DMs and you were laughing, that would be a different situation. If you came into my DMs and you were laughing, it would be a different situation. It will be a very different situation. So if someone is texting me, I hate people text me when I'm trying to record a podcast, like, go away. Like, why are you texting me when I'm trying to do my damn podcast? Like, it's just, in my mind now splits into five places. What was I saying? I didn't know what I was saying. This whole situation. Has bothered me. This whole, I don't know why they're so sensitive. I don't know why they are really butthurt when it comes to situations like this. It really confuses me. It was just a simple video, a simple monologue. I've dragged other islanders for worse. Well, I don't know if they've done worse, but I've dragged islanders for less worse, I should say. If you came to my DMs and you were laughing, that's what I was saying, then it'd be a different situation. Then, you know, I'd be like, okay, cool. You know, at least you can, you know, take it as a joke. It's not that serious, but you're obviously butthurt. You went onto a show called Love Island knowing that people would talk about you. And, you know, I reviewed the show. Half of these Love Islanders may have known me prior to going to Love Island USA because some of them may have watched Love Island UK. And if you watch Love Island UK, you probably would have seen me somewhere because I've obviously spoken about the last 2-3 seasons quite heavily. So I find that to be quite confusing. But of course, my man was irritated about how much love he showed me, just how much, I don't understand, like, how much love did Justine show you? And of course, he obviously wiped that away. You wiped that away down the damn drain. So, but you see how now you're trying to play the victim. When you're only facing the wrath of your consequences. I feel like the notion of be kind, yes, you know, I was saying don't drag the guy, but the notion of be kind has really been adopted to make individuals no longer be accountable for their actions. That is what I feel like be kind has become. If I've now pushed somebody and they fall on the floor and people are not upset with me, I could say, oh my God, guys, be kind, please be kind and suffer my mental health. But what about the girl's mental health when I push that person? For an example, I'm giving you online. Like, if I did something like this, this is what I mean. The idea of be kind is suddenly being adopted by the wrong people, or the idea of be kind is being adopted so that people are no longer accountable for their actions, and as if it's, you know, it's been justified. And I feel like it's just very unfair. And it's very unjust, because if you have played somebody for so long in the damn villa, you know, you come out and you play them as well. It's all come out XYZ. Other islanders have followed Caleb and XYZ. And you know, your game plan has been foiled, because if this wasn't your game plan and if you're being tarnished under the wrong brush, you would be shouting and screaming. You would have made a YouTube video by now. You would have been doing major defamation, protection of defamation, because your character has been damaged. And if you think this wasn't the truth, you would have come with receipts by now. You would have done all this by now, but evidently you haven't, especially with stuff already being shown and receipts exposed on Twitter. So your character has been largely damaged by your own actions, and this is the wrath of your consequences. It really is. Sally sent me a nice video yesterday. You know, she was just saying, you know, thank you for the support that you've showed me. Thank you so much for everything. I believe Justine was in the back and they were just chilling. You know, I think they're in Miami having fun, or just, you know, resting or doing whatever they want to do. You know, just basically, you know, both being grateful that I've supported them. Listen, I've liked Sally and Justine from the beginning. I have my favorites when it comes to the show. And then I have my people that I don't like as much. But the people that I don't like, I don't dislike them for no reason. I dislike them because they've been rude to somebody. I've disliked them because they've cheated on somebody. I've disliked them because they played on somebody. I don't dislike somebody for no reason, because that in itself would be bullying. Like, I dislike Lucy for how she played you one day and for the accusations that she did. I dislike Gregory for how he played and cheated on Amber. I dislike Michael as well for how he played on Amber. X, Y, Z. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't hate these Michael and Gregory and Danny's. You don't hate these people for no reason, because that's not fair. You have to like and dislike people on a fair, just basis manner. And, you know, the silly kind of irritated me when she became with Johnny and the whole, you know, Casamore situation. But evidently she's out of that toxic space, that toxic situation, you know, back to herself. And, you know, Sally and Justine are doing whatever they're doing, but they were both, you know, just thankful that, you know, I've supported them. They really appreciate it. It helps them knowing that, you know, they've gone through a show, you know, with boys, who haven't really treated them with respect. And, you know, it normally is the girls who unfortunately are the ones that get disrespected. I'm waiting for that one girl to come into Love Island that is an absolute savage, that plays a guy and then cheats on him or something, so that I can defend the guys more, because I feel like I'm just defending the girls more than the guys. And it's just like, I want to defend a guy, but at least let them not be a waste man. Like, I'm just waiting for that. But I don't know what Caleb was trying to do in the DMs. Evidently he was doing the absolute most, and it was very, you know, weird and concerning and unnecessary, and it's something that I just don't need to, like, don't even come at me. I actually responded back to him now. So this podcast is slightly in the future, and I said to him, lol, it's British satire, like, oh sorry, like, you know, it's comedy, it's not that serious, it's not personal, like, wow. I think he's seen and he hasn't responded. Not that I really care, to be honest. He was very lucky that he warranted he actually got a reply from me, because Jonathan is still waiting in the damn DMs and I haven't responded. But I had to let this guy know that it's not personal. Relax, man, just please go to sleep, because I'm not really out here. It's not personal for me. So it's just comedy. I review the show, I've done it for half a decade, since 2017. Like, come on now, guys, please. I'm tired, I really am. But I'm thankful for the message that Sally and Justine sent. A lot of people, I've seen a few comments here and there saying, oh, you know, Murad, when you do this montage of the Caleb situation, you know, is it going to be fair to Justine now that you know, you guys are friends now, you guys are in contact with each other? Would it be a disrespect to her, you know, and everything that she may has gone through and XYZ? I've been doing Love Island documentaries regardless of whether I know people or not. That is what I do, you know, as part of the job. And when it comes to YouTube, I review content. And just because I know some.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
It doesn't mean that it should change or become biased. You have to be it shouldn't. I will continue to do documentaries, XYZ, number one. Number two, but if you do know somebody from the show and there's a relationship there now, of course, you can obviously do it in a more of a moral way. But Justine obviously has understanding that she obviously was on the show. Now, a lot of people are saying that, you know, perhaps this could be a bit too insensitive to the girl, or you're being a bit too rude. She knows she went on the show to be spoken about, seen, and XYZ. Of course, she may not have anticipated that she won the show, but she knows that, you know, she's gone on the show, and this is a show that I review and talk about. She obviously knows that I'm a massive supporter of her as well. And a lot of people are assuming that it's a bit wayward or a bit weird, but the videos that I have been, I don't want to say much, but anything that, of any private conversations that any islanders have with me that they haven't spoken about in public, I won't speak about publicly. I won't do that. So if, for example, if this person has spoken to me about Caleb, I'm not going to run my mouth about it, because it's not my story to tell. It's her story to tell, if she wishes to tell it, whenever she wishes to tell it. And it's very messy for somebody to do that. But if something has been told to me that's already public, that's a different situation, because it's already public. So the Caleb situation is very public, and she's already spoken on it. I don't want to really go too much into, you know, what somebody said XYZ, because I don't like to exploit somebody. I feel like that in itself, you know, that's why I said people are saying, oh, Murad, find out the tea and let us know. God forbid. I'm not going to exploit somebody from a show that's already been exploited so much by Kayla, but so unfair what she's been through. And now I want to exploit her for views. God forbid. That's not going to run. And I don't do that to people, whether it be a friendship, whether it be an acquaintance. You have basic respect for people. But when it comes to videos of documentaries or looking at the past, and if this is going to be, you know, against or whatever, this is something that is not an issue for Justine. Please. Like, I don't know why people keep saying this, because it isn't. Like, believe me, I know. Even if I, like, all I can really say is that her mother has been extremely grateful. I don't want to go into too much in detail, but just to settle these rumors that people may be saying XYZ here and there, or, you know, beginning to think that Justine may be bothered by this, her mother has been extremely grateful for the support in the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know, with the recent events that have unfortunately occurred. And that is something that I've, you know, been known as well. And it's, you know, made me feel nice to know that Justine's mom is feeling very appreciative from the videos that I have been coming out with in the last 2 weeks, and you know, defending Justine and so forth. So there is no understanding that the girl may feel a bit wayward about something, or, you know, that I'm going overstepping the boundary or the mark. So please don't come with that, please, because I feel like it's also a disrespect to me, because that's not how I roll. And it's not a lot of people. I've seen like 2 or 3 comments. It's literally nothing. But I assume they're new subscribers, because if you guys have known me and don't have how I've reviewed the show, I've done Love Island documentaries on how Amber won the show. I did a documentary on how Georgia Steele, the you know, the rise and fall. And I will do the documentary, not, I wouldn't say documentary, but of, you know, the signs of Caleb and Justine, whatever. But I said I was going to come out with it this week, but it's just too long and exhausting to even look up for myself right now. So I don't feel like, not when it comes to the content, but I've just been very busy. So it might be delayed a little bit more, but it is perhaps going to come out in a month or so. Listen, it's Love Island. I review Love Island. That's not going to change. I've done Love Island documentaries. It shouldn't change because you have a relationship with somebody. That's it. Like, it's my work. And as Justine, she knows that and understands that and respects that. This is the full-time job. This is what pays the rent and so forth. And you know where I'm living. So why must I stop that because of a relationship when that person doesn't mind? So I want to just really stress that, because I feel like a lot of people, no, not a lot of people, a few people are beginning to, you know, think a certain way. And it's like, it's not that serious, guys. It really isn't. Dead that nonsense, because I'm not here for it. They were literally just thanking me yesterday again for the amount of support that I've, you know, sent their way. They weren't, you know, they're very non-messy individuals. They're very mature. They're very, you know, focusing on themselves, focusing on their own lives. And they're just being very mature about stuff. And I just feel like, you know, Love Island UK individuals, they're the opposite. I feel like people in the US, they want to be reactionary, like in the DMs when it comes to like Carrington or Jonathan, whatever. But it's different when you see them in the villa. It's very interesting how it works. When in the UK, they will just say it to your face. Like either way, Amber and you one day dragged up Lucy is something that I will never forget, guys. The way they tag teamed, like Monique and the Grand Dame, the way from Rahas of Potomac to get Giselle, that it was exactly the same way. But, you know, Justine is very thankful. She's very appreciative. I don't want to, she's just very thankful for the support that I've given in the past 3 weeks. And I want you guys to just really know that, because a lot of people may think otherwise, or may think XYZ or this or that, but just to settle any of that nonsense, she's been extremely grateful. I don't know why Caleb is in my DMs. I feel like it's a very silly move to make. Just mind your own business. Focus on yourself, please. And, you know, just understand that this is a storm that you have to go through because of your own actions. You obviously tried to play somebody and you ended up playing your damn self. And now you have to suffer the consequences of people being upset with you. Give it a couple of months. Maybe when the new Love Island starts, it will obviously all just completely die down. But I just think it's an idiotic move to go onto the show knowing that, you know, potentially you could win the show and play somebody, because you'll be known for that for the rest of your life, for the majority of your life. And it's not a nice thing to be known for. It's really not a nice thing to be known for at all. And I think it's just a little bit wayward just to go in like that, because that's tarnished your name. You've disrespected your name completely. That is what you're known for. Anywhere you try to get sponsorships or jobs or whatever, you will have people who recognize you and will see you as a player. And I think it's just embarrassing. So I don't know why he came in with that game plan, but it's hit him bad so badly. So may this be a future warning for Love Island USA Season 3 men or women. Please don't go in with a game plan to completely lie to somebody's face. I believe when Kirsten said in that podcast that, you know, they gained internet access. They found out what was going on. They found out the tweets and the Justine and Kayla stuff, or the, you know, Johnny and Sally stuff. And these men ran with it. to the damn finale, thinking it would help them, but it only played up to their face, unfortunately. But that's what you call karma. If you've now planned something behind somebody's back to use them for money, to use them for followers, to use them with the intent of actually not actually being with them, and you've embarrassed them on national television, the karma will come back to you and it will come back strong. Now, I don't advocate for anyone sending anybody death threats or going into the DMs or being obsessed with this stuff. I don't. But at the end of the day, the velocity of your actions were ridiculous and people are going to say something about it. And evidently a lot of people are major fans of Justine, so this, you know, stuff will last here and there, especially with more islanders coming out, because this, it feels like this is being dragged out for a lot, but it really actually hasn't been dragged out. Love Island ended in September. This whole major breakup happened less than a month ago, like 2 weeks and a half ago. So it seems like we've been talking about it for a while, but we actually haven't. This is just, there was a gap where we didn't speak about Love Island USA, not on my damn channel. After the show ended, I kind of left it. I spoke, did a video once every 2 weeks, perhaps. But, you know, now we're doing frequent updates because not only has there been a breakup, but there's been major updates within the breakup and major reactions within the breakup. So we've been talking about it for a very long time. But anyways, guys, let me know your thoughts are when it comes to this Love Island USA update. I don't know why Caleb's in my DMs. Kirsten was saying all that. And Celia and Justine have been, obviously, you know, been really grateful for my support that I've been sending them their way. They absolutely love and adore me. In that video, they were like, we love you. We love you. We thank you so much. Like, they were just being, you know, very nice. They're obviously having fun in Miami. I feel like, you know, it's a good getaway trip just to clear your head when it comes to anything that you've been through traveling, if you can. I feel like it's something that is good to do. It's hard in lockdown to suffer through a relationship breakup or a friendship breakup or family breakup or even death, so anything. So, you know, to try and get out and move if you can in a safe, you know, safety way, which I believe they're doing, just focus on it. But again, I feel like they listen, I love Justine. I feel like Justine is somebody, that's why I said Justine is keeping it clean from day one, because she was always herself. She never played anybody, she was never rude to anybody, she didn't like Trey or whatever his name is, so she said it to his face. She didn't waste his time. This is why she is, listen, Justine is a Love Island legend. Do you understand? She's up there now. She, Justine has really put Love Island USA on the map. Let's be real now for a minute. Let's be real for a minute. Justine has put Love Island USA on the damn map. Because if she was not in that damn villa, nobody would be speaking about the season. I wouldn't even be making this podcast right now. She is a legend when it comes to Love Island. She has changed the game for Love Island USA. And they need to be thankful to her. And she needs to reap the awards and rewards, because she didn't go in there and play anyone. She didn't go in there with a malicious heart. She went in there and was just herself and is just an absolute legend. So I feel like, you know, if we really want to talk about it, Justine put Love Island USA on the map. Let's be real. Because now everybody's tuning into the next season. There's going to be more interest, more, you know, conversation because of the back end of Justine. Let's actually be real now. The other islanders, yes, they play their part. I'm not going to say they're wrong or they were irrelevant or they're this, that. They all play their own part, everybody else. But the majority of the conversation was about Justine, because not only did she win the competition, but she's still being spoken about now. But she just has the it factor that these guys clearly wanted a part of, and they're not going to be able to match up to it. Anyways, guys, I'm talking a lot. This is a 20-minute podcast. I like to keep them short and sweet. Let me know your thoughts are, guys, when it comes to this. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to the podcast. Guys, use the hashtag I'm over it, please. So when you use that hashtag and you at me, then I can obviously retweet your tweets. I'll retweet all of your tweets if you use the hashtag I'm over it and you at me and talk about the podcast. Justine is an absolute legend. I'm loving Sally as well. And, you know, don't send hate to Caleb. And I'll catch you guys soon for another podcast. Deuces. Who the hell says deuces? But anyways, bye, yeah. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening. And if you have, then tell a friend to tell a friend. You can listen to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, and via the Acast app, or wherever you guys are listening to your podcasts. Don't forget to use the hashtag I'm over it. And don't forget to click that button and subscribe for consistent content. Follow me on my Instagram and Twitter, Murad_Morali, and enjoy the rest of your day. Positivity is key.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.